Welcome back to the Sports Betting Rundown. I know it's been a while, but this is my favorite episode yet. March Madness is here. I couldn't be more excited, and we got a huge episode for you guys. It's going to be just me, maybe a guest. I'm waiting to see. We had Frank the Tank from Barstool, but unfortunately, he's sick. So my thoughts go out to Tank. Hope he's feeling better, but we might have a guest. Huge episode, March Madness preview. This is my specialty. A lot of you guys who only know me from my Twitter account know I love college basketball. College basketball is what I do. So let's get right into it. So since the name of this podcast is the Sports Betting Rundown, I'm going to start with my sports betting picks. And then if you want to stick around for the bracket talk, my upset picks, stay till the end. But I'm starting with the sports betting on the Sports Betting Rundown. My Twitter page is Jay's Sports Betting Picks. And that's what you come here for, my college basketball picks and knowledge. So I'm going to start off with my best bets for round one of March Madness. I'm going to give a couple picks for each day, Thursday and Friday. If you want every pick for every game, buy my package, $9. Venmo me. Details are on my Twitter. And then DM me the screenshot of the payment confirmation, and I'll send you all my picks for Friday of the first round. Last time I said I'd give every pick in a day, I went 18-6, is because I had 1,000 followers on my Twitter at JSportsBetting1. Really exciting. 18-6. So one of my best gambling days ever. And I just picked nearly every game that day. It was just on fire. I tweeted about 5 different cards, you know, for each time slot. 5 out of 5 were profitable. There wasn't just a fluke where I went 8-0 and then the others I went, you know, 1-3. Every card was profitable. So hopefully if you listen to this podcast, like what I have to say, check out my Twitter, get the package. I think it's worth it. Only $9, probably, you know, a fraction of the unit for most people listening. So if you're up at least one unit, you profit. But see my Twitter for that. My first pick of the tournament is actually going to be the first game of the tournament. Coincidentally, it's going to be Virginia Tech +1.5 against Florida State. I like this straight up as well. I picked Virginia Tech for my bracket. You know, a main reason for this is I just don't think Florida is a good team. I really don't. Losers of 3 out of their last 4 games to end the season. The Florida Gators, only 14-9, and they have not been good. Their best win coming against West Virginia, albeit a couple months ago. They're a different team. They're not good. They're 14-9, and I think they're going to lose here. And on the flip side, Virginia Tech, 15-6 with quality wins against Villanova when Villanova was good with Colin Gillespie earlier in the season. A win against Clemson as well. And wins against Virginia and Duke. Additionally, I think Virginia Tech's the better team. I think they prove it here. And I take the money line, but for the sake of this podcast, it's going to be +1.5. My second pick is Purdue -7.5 against North Texas. Purdue, I think they're criminally underrated here. They're seeded properly, but no one really talks about them. Purdue, obviously, they're based in Indiana. And I think it's going to show in this game. If you watch the Big Ten tournament, when Purdue played Ohio State and they were down, the crowd really helped them come back. It really did. I believe it did. And in this game, I think the crowd is going to play a factor. It's going to be 100% Purdue fans. No North Texas fans are coming all the way to Indiana. It's going to be all Purdue fans. They have a solid team, a 4 seed, and the line is very low. So I think I'm going to have to go with the Boilermakers here just for the fact that I don't think there's a home court advantage factored in here. But honestly, they should add another 3 or 4 points for the advantage they're going to get with their fans. And I do think they're a decent team as well. So I'm going to go with Purdue -7.5. for my last Friday pick. I'm going to go with Wisconsin +2. Just for the simple reason that everyone's on North Carolina. When I'm talking about everyone, I mean everyone is on North Carolina. And when everyone's on one side, you always play the other side. It's the most basic, simple sports betting principle. You fade the public. I'm fading the public here. Everyone thinks North Carolina is going to win, and the line is only 2. I'm going to go with Wisconsin here. They have a lot of seniors on their team. I think that's going to help them. And, you know, you take a look at their recent games. They're 1-4. But really, it's crazy. All 4 losses have been 5 points or less to Purdue, Iowa twice, and Illinois. They're all really good teams. I think Wisconsin gets the upset here just for the simple fact that everyone likes North Carolina. So I'm going to go with Wisconsin. Now we're getting into the Saturday slate, and my first pick for the Saturday slate is going to be Eastern Washington, yes, and Kansas under 145.5. Really, if you watch Kansas this year, they slow down every game. They're not a high-scoring team, and I think that shows here, especially coming off of a little bit of a pause, potentially. I don't know how healthy they're going to be. I don't know how many practices they're going to have. I think they keep it slow here. They slow it down, and the total is going to stay under 145.5 here, so I'm taking the under. My second pick for Friday, 5th overall, is going to be Iona and Alabama over 146. When I saw this line, it really surprised me because Alabama has a good offense, and they tend to run up the score against lesser teams. So especially against Iona, as I expect here, I expect the Crimson Tide to get at least low 80s, mid 80s. And if they get that, Iona really only needs to get 60 points to make it go over. And I think that happens. I think Iona gets 60. I don't think they're going to win or it's going to be that close. But I do think Alabama's going to get somewhere in the 80s and Iona is going to muster up 60 points, enough to make it go over. For my last betting pick of this podcast, it's going to be a late Friday game, Maryland versus UConn. And I noticed recently with gambling and Twitter that UConn has become everyone's sweetheart. You know, James Booknight going to carry them, you know, to the Final Four, Elite Eight. Oh my God. I think they lose first round. This line shows you that it's going to be closer than most people expect. Maryland's Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Daryl Morsell, is going to be hard for, you know, to James Booknight to go against. And James Booknight really carries this UConn team. If he gets matched up against Daryl Morsell slows him down, locks him up a little. I don't think the rest of UConn's team is that good, especially good enough to beat Maryland. So I'm going to take Maryland here +2.5. I think this line shows you it's going to be closer than many people expect, considering that a lot of people are in love with UConn. So I'm going to take Maryland plus the points here. So that's it for this podcast, for the betting picks. 6. 3 on Friday, 3 on Saturday. I spaced them out. Should be 1 morning, afternoon, and night game. Thought I did a good job of that. If you want more picks, visit my Twitter at JSportsBetting1. I'm sure I'm going to put additional picks, maybe some live bets throughout the game. And if you really want all of my picks, go to my page, check out my history. You don't just want to buy into something. Consider, it's $9. Consider getting the package. It's going to be almost picks for almost every game on Friday. Should be 10 plus. It's going to be a great day of basketball. Win some money, $9, who cares? So check that out. Hope you enjoyed the betting picks for this podcast. And we're going to get into some of the more bracketology things, the upsets I think are going to happen, maybe not necessarily first round, but what I think is going to happen in the tournament. Hope you stick around for this. But yeah, that ends our betting segment of the podcast. I'm going to start off with the big one. Who do I think is going to win the tournament? To be honest, if someone's putting a gun to my head, I have to say Gonzaga. I mean, really, they're the best team in the country. They have the best chance of winning by, you know, a considerable margin. But also, if you're in a bracket pool trying to pick your winner, maybe listening to this podcast to help you decide, I don't know if Gonzaga is the right move, because if you're with 100 people and 40 to 50 of them are all in on Gonzaga, I don't know if that's the smartest move. Maybe pivot to an Illinois or a Baylor at that point. But who do I think is going to win? I think Gonzaga is going to win. Am I going to put them on my main bracket? Not sure yet. I'm going to wait to figure that out. But yes, I do think the Zags are going to win. So next, I want to go over some of the upsets that people have in their bracket, or potentially some ideas of upsets that you could put in your bracket. To begin, obviously, the 12-5 upset is the most popular for all the casuals out there. They love putting the 12 seeds. And I think that's true this year. I like a lot of the 12 seeds. And actually, a surprising thing is the only 12 seed I don't like is arguably one of the most popular upsets out there. I don't like UC Santa Barbara. I've watched them. Yes, I've watched them multiple times because I bet on the game. I watched them multiple times. I never found them that impressive in any of the games that I've watched of them. I will not be taking UC Santa Barbara over Creighton. I know the issues with Creighton, but I'm just not taking that pick. I'm okay with all the other 12 seeds, though, getting upset. Another thing I want to say is Kansas, the Jayhawks. I also do not think they're a good team at all. I'm for sure making them get upset in the round of 32 to either USC or the winner of that one playing game, TBD. And additionally, like I said before, I would not put UConn getting far because I just see them having trouble getting past the first round. If they do get past Maryland, though, they have the potential to upset Alabama, but I don't see them getting past Maryland. That's going to be it for the March Madness podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm really mad. Unfortunately, we could not have Frank the Tank on. That would have been insane. I was DMing with him. Hopefully, I think he's good to come on for a different round. So definitely stay tuned for that. It's going to be an electric episode. If you've ever heard Frank the Tank, I love him, man. He's electric. He's energetic. And he knows his stuff. He knows sports. He's entertaining. Be on the lookout for that. Besides that, of course, if you listen to the podcast and don't follow my Twitter, follow that at JSportsBetting1 for sure. Check out my picks. I'm a college basketball guy. That's pretty much what I've been posting for the last couple months, ever since football ended. And during football season, it's all been college basketball. This is what I've been waiting for, watching all the games, doing the research. This is the time, baby. And you're listening to it, the sports betting picks for March Madness. I hope they're winners for my sake and for your guys' sake. If you like the podcast, be sure to rate 5 stars and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or Google Podcasts if you're on an Android. That's it for this episode. Let's make some money.